and really had not played well defensively all year. And South Carolina decided to make things about as easy on them as possible with the game plan that, Marcus Satterfield came up with and, employed. You know, I realize they were without Marshawn Lloyd, but the lack of adjustments to the game plan, knowing you didn't have Lloyd, running the same play over and over up the middle with Jaheim Bell, knowing your offensive line was not getting the push and that Florida was, you know, stacking the box in the middle of the field and, you know, knew that South Carolina was going to continue to if they ran it, was going to be up the middle. They ran, you know, one reverse. It didn't work, and, they didn't attack the edges the rest of the game, essentially. And, you know, Spencer Rattler did not play well, and the offensive line did not protect him well when, he did drop back on a lot of plays. So it was just an ugly, ugly offensive performance. It wasn't a whole lot better defensively, particularly in the first half. They did show some heart and some fight in the second half and, play better. But, you know, the offense is scoreless in the first half. Outside of the, you know, the special team scored the only points of the game. And you go to the locker room, you make adjustments, supposedly, and you come out and you turn it over three times in a row. You know, when you still had a chance to potentially come back, at least on the first two turnovers. So, you know, I think the nail in the coffin for Marcus Satterfield, you know, happened a while back. I just don't, think he should still be calling plays for South Carolina. I think Shane Beamer's making a mistake. I think it's, you know, probably too late now. They're likely not beating Tennessee or Clemson, regardless of who's calling the plays. But I just think this thing has gotten to the point where it's a disservice to everybody to have Marcus Satterfield continue to call plays in Columbia, because he's quite possibly the worst offensive coordinator in college football right now, and has done nothing to show that he can fix it.
We've documented linebacker injuries. We'll talk about defensive side on over in a second, but Lloyd's injury seemingly is – he's the identity of the offense right now, even though Rattler has some ability, even though there are weapons like Wells, like Brown at times. Joyner showed that, you know, rare case of that Saturday. And Stogner, who I don't understand what happened game plan there-wise with him. But it still comes down to the offensive line. Offensive line, did the scheme just not give them a chance? Was Florida just overloading the box, and Florida is that much better up front?
That's my belief. I think whoever South Carolina hires to be the next coordinator, and I firmly believe there's going to be a change there, it has to be a scheme that is much more friendly to the offensive line. You know, South Carolina is never going to have five NFL guys on their offensive line. They're never going to be a dominant offensive line. You have to run an offense that is friendly to the offensive line, one where the quarterback gets rid of the ball quickly, one where the running game uses the entire football field, and, you know, where your spacing with your receivers and your splits with your receivers creates room for the running backs to run. I think they need to get back to a dual threat quarterback to give the defense something else to account for. I think this offense is far, far too easy to defend right now. The players still don't understand a lot of what they're doing offensively. They're not comfortable with it. They don't like it. It's just a horrible combination of things right now, offensively, for South Carolina. And I just think that they don't have elite personnel offensively, and I'm not arguing that they do, but I have no doubt they have the personnel to be much better offensively than they have shown this season. And I don't understand the lack of change, the lack of adjustments. It's you know, insanity is the definition of doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And that's exactly what they've done this year. They've just done the same thing over and over and over. And outside of the games where they've played teams whose defenses didn't have a pulse, their offense has done nothing. And, you know, they managed to beat Texas A&M, who has gone on to now lose six games in a row, but they beat A&M primarily because of their defense and their special teams. They beat Kentucky, you know, they score in the first half, You know, they scored one touchdown in the first half, and that drive started on the 2-yard line, the Kentucky 2-yard line, after a turnover to start the game. Their offense has been unprepared and unproductive in the first half of every game this season when they've played a defense with a pulse. And it's just, and Beamer says the same thing after every game. You know, we got to look at the film. We got to figure out what went wrong. And it's just, it's like Groundhog Day. It's like reliving the same thing every week. And I just, I don't understand the thinking or the approach.
Luke Doty, that's a redshirt deal. There's no chance to see any of Luke Doty. Is he not in the plans at all?
Yeah, it looks like he's going to redshirt. He's appeared in 4 games this year. So if he played again, he would lose his redshirt year. And I think, you know, he and the staff sat down prior to the season and agreed that, you know, Spencer Rattler stayed healthy and was the guy at quarterback, then it made sense for him to redshirt this year and not lose that year of eligibility. So they're sticking with that promise, it looks like. And if someone else is going to play at quarterback, it looks like it would be Tekarion Joyner, who, at this point, they have no chance with their current approach, particularly this week against Tennessee and likely next week against Clemson. I'm not saying Tekarion Joyner would give them a chance to win those games, but to go out there in these next 2 games and do the exact same thing they've been doing is just asinine, in my opinion. They've got to change something. And, you know, some Gamecock fans have been worried about the possibility of Spencer Rattler transferring at the end of this year if he graduates. But at this point, you know, if he wants to transfer, he can transfer. I think whoever the next coordinator is, like I said, needs to use a dual-threat quarterback. And I think Luke Doty would be the guy that would give them the best opportunity to do that if that is the direction they want to go. Because Rattler just looks like a guy who's, you know, mailed it in, quite honestly. I don't like his body language. And he just, you know, you can tell that he's very frustrated. And I understand why he would be frustrated with what's happened with the offense this year. But I just don't think you can have your quarterback out there with the body language he has right now and just look like a guy that wants to just get through the season and not get hurt, rather than a guy who's trying to do everything he can to help his offense play better.
You talked about it. You alluded to it a little bit there. A chance he comes back under a different coordinator. I mean, like, I watched Bo Nix struggle like crazy, goes out to Oregon, all of a sudden he's a Heisman candidate. We've seen it time and time again. Any chance Rattler stays and a new offensive coordinator gives him a chance to be more successful?
You know, I would think you would at least see who is hired and see what the system is going to be and see how he fits into it. You know, he came to South Carolina primarily to run a pro-style offense to help improve his NFL stock. And all this season really has shown is that he's not really a fit in a pro-style offense. Unfortunately for him, a lot of NFL teams are not really running a true pro-style offense anymore, or at least – you know, they're incorporating, you know, more of the college type plays and approach with when they have the right quarterback to do it with. But if he went pro, I can't imagine he would be drafted. I think that he's going to need another year of college somewhere, whether it's at South Carolina or somewhere else. So I think it just depends on what his thinking is and you know, who the coordinator is and whether that guy gets a chance to talk to him and sit down with him or have a Zoom call. But I'm assuming he's going to graduate. This is his 4th year of college, so assuming he's on pace to graduate sometime, in May, he would be able to transfer without sitting out. If he's not on pace to graduate, then, of course, having already transferred once, he would have to sit out a year, and I don't think he'd be interested in doing that. So, yeah, there's some variables in there, but it's hard to say what he might do.
We obviously, that is the talk of your website and something we have focused on for a long time now. I think something emerged again on Saturday is that 374 yards rushing the defense gave up. Your thoughts on that, on how that happened? Obviously, the offense doesn't help the defense out a lot in there, too, but it is demoralizing to watch a team rush for 374.
You can't put the particularly the first half performance. The second half they showed some heart, but your offense turns it over three times in a row to start the half. You're already tired. You've already been on the field too much in the first half, but they did get off the field and do a better job of stopping the run in the second half. But the first half was brutal. Their linebackers are some of the worst in the country right now, with Kaba out for the year. Brad Johnson didn't play against Florida. Just guys out of position, guys shooting the wrong gap, guys not playing with discipline, knowing that Anthony Richardson could keep the ball. They just looked like they looked like a defense that was prepared for a quarterback who had no legs, that was not going to run it, who was a statue in the pocket. And it didn't make any sense the way they were playing him, the way they were playing their defense. They gave up far too many big plays. It just was puzzling again. And I'm certainly not putting Clayton White in the same category as Marcus Satterfield. I mean, I don't know that you can fire both coordinators this year, and I don't know that White deserves to be fired. But Saturday certainly was not his best coaching job from a game plan standpoint, nor from in terms of how the linebackers played. So they have to get faster and more athletic at linebacker, more physical at linebacker. I think that's a position where they're going to have to use the portal to try to get better in this offseason. I think Stone Blanton has a chance to be a good player in time, but he's not ready to be playing the number of snaps he's playing right now. And I know they're just trying to get him ready for the future, give him some experience this year. But overall, their linebackers are not good enough, and their defensive line did not play well on Saturday either, and really allowed Florida to control the line of scrimmage. So, it was not good on defense either. But I'm still of the mindset personally that I think Clayton White deserves another year, given how bad the offense has been 2 years in a row. It just puts so much pressure on the defense. But their personnel is not good enough, and the game plan was not good enough on Saturday.
Someone did send me this yesterday. The Gamecocks are undefeated at night and hadn't won a game during the day. This is a 7 o'clock game Saturday night in Columbia. Tell me, any hope of knocking off fifth-ranked Tennessee coming in?
I didn't know that stat. I do know that South, in SEC games this year, South Carolina is undefeated when they score first. They have not won a game when the opponent scored first. So sort of along those same lines. But I don't think they have any chance this week against Tennessee, honestly. I'd love to tell the fans out there something different, but I don't know how they score enough points to stay with Tennessee, and I don't know how their defense contains Tennessee enough to give the Gamecock offense a chance to score enough points. So I hope I'm wrong, obviously, for the fans out there, and hope that the night environment in Williams-Brice can give them an advantage and disrupt Tennessee's offense. But I just think Tennessee's too good right now.
All right, just to make sure I'm right, Georgia State was night. Correct me if I'm wrong here. Charlotte was a night game. South Carolina State was a night game. Kentucky was night up in Lexington. A&M was a night game. And Vanderbilt was a night game. The losses, Arkansas was like 3:30 or it was afternoon. Georgia was a nooner maybe. Missouri was an afternoon game. And Florida.
4 o'clock.
Yeah, Florida was a 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Hey, good news, bad news. Tennessee's at 7, but bad news, Clemson's at noon. So who knows coming up. Hey, on a much more serious, much more analytical note, tell us about what's coming up on thebigspur.com, the place to find the best when it comes to Gamecock football information.
Well, there's obviously a lot of traffic on the website right now, a lot of discussion about what happened on Saturday and about the future of the offense and Marcus Satterfield and all that kind of stuff. We'll be on top of that as best we can. Don't really expect any news being imminent on that front, but we do certainly expect there to be news likely shortly after the Clemson game. But we will be on top of that. Recruiting information, full coverage of the Tennessee game on Saturday, before, during, and after, and following up with a lot of recruits next week after the game. So just go to thebigspur.com and become a member today and follow all the craziness that is sure to occur.
Place to follow at thebigspur.com. Let's review Tennessee, preview the in-state rivalry game when we visit next week. Tony, have a great week. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Sounds great. You too, Mickey.
That's Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back for the final 30 minutes of the show. Open phone lines, open text line. We'll come back for Will and Mickey right after this.
One thing I've noticed as we've been out and about in our community the last few weeks is a lot of you have questions about my weight loss and how I've been able to maintain health. Well, I'll start with the weight loss, thanks to the folks at PhD Weight Loss, but it goes so much deeper than that. One thing that sets Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team apart from others who are trying to help people lose weight is that it's not just about weight loss with them. That's certainly a big part of it, but it's also about making sure that you have the proper tools to maintain the lifestyle that you get in the weight loss phase when you head into maintenance. That's why I lost 24 pounds over 5 weeks last winter, and I'm still sitting well beneath my target weight. It's because they changed my mind about food, and they changed the way I process food. They changed the way that I think about my day in relation to food. They changed the way I think about food with regards to my workout habits and my lifestyle. They can help you, too, at MyPhDWeightLoss.com. One more time, go to the website. That's MyPhDWeightLoss.com.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
If you have hard to shop for names on your list this year, don't worry. Buff City Soap has you covered. With wonderfully scented plant-based soaps, oils, butters, and more that are handmade daily, you are sure to gift smiles. Buff City Soap has extended holiday shopping hours, grab-and-go pre-packaged gift boxes, and free gift wrapping. Shop Buff City Soap in the Hartwell Village Shopping Center and the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville. Be sure to follow them on Facebook for this week's updates and specials. Happy holidays from Buff City Soap.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit carolinatopdressing.com to get a free quote.
Clemson touchdown!
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers are once again back inside Memorial Stadium as they host the Miami Hurricanes. With this being the final game in ACC play, the Tigers look to end conference play strong with a win. Broadcast begins with the Tiger Tailgate Show at 12:30 p.m. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
It's time to lighten up the mood and update your sock collection with Clemson Sock Shop. Our socks are conversation starters, make great gifts, and enhance any outfit. We have exclusive Clemson socks, socks with your favorite sports team, witty puns, and more. Do you love popcorn? How about 80s and 90s nostalgia? SpongeBob? We have a sock for that and so much more. Shop local at Clemson Sock Shop Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays until 4 inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square. Buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Hey Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
College money spent, see no future, pay no rent. All the money's gone, nowhere to go. Any jobber got the sack. Monday morning, turn it back.
Every Monday and Tuesday, I get it from you, buddy. Good stuff. Magic feeling. Appreciate you playing that for sure. Hey, my great friends over at Katichi have a great golf gift for you. Will, you don't really play a lot of golf, but you know golfers, and you know people who enjoy golf. How about this gift? 90-minute lesson, Ledbetter Academy instructor Andrew Oliphant. Then go play 9 holes. Stay the night in their 40,000-square-foot clubhouse in one of their 4 luxurious suites upstairs. Then play 18 holes the following day, and you get complimentary breakfast before that second round. You're going to love that. Includes all the lodging amenities and all that. $400 plus tax. What a deal.
This would be a great gift for me because I need the lessons.
The lessons? You'd be better.
And I know what the lodging looks like. Those are some high-quality I don't want to call them hotel rooms. They are, it's not a hotel.
The hard part for you is be like, who would you take? Because you got so many friends and so many ladies that just want to be Mrs. Will Clinton. Like, who would you take? Like, that'd be tough.
We draw straws.
Oh, yeah. Boy, oh, boy. The lucky lady that might get that trip down. Katichi, or lodging at katichi.com, 706-376-3368. 706-376-3368. Lodging at katichi.com. So we have open phone lines. We have open text lines. Our Adams and Co. Roofing text line and the phone lines the same, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I have made the comment in the preseason every year and usually about this time of year every year that football seasons, well, now especially, we get on baseball all the time, like, 162 games, my gracious. They start playing in April, they end in October. April, May, June, July, September, October. 6 months. Football seasons, we start playing in September, really. Go to January, September, October, November, December, January, 5 months. Basketball season, my gracious. November, December, January, February, March, April. That's six months. Seasons are long. We know this in basketball, that we're judging basketball teams right now for what they're doing now in April, March Madness and all. That's crazy. But in football, when you look at your preseason, the schedule comes out every year, and you look at your schedule and go, well, win game, win, loss, win, loss. And look at it. But no way in the world to tell what a season looks like. Let's look at Clemson, for instance. Clemson's offense, for the most part, has been an improvement this year. Defense maybe not as good as you would have thought, but Clemson's about who you thought when you're going to line up and play them. Going into the year, we talked about the Wake Forest and the NC State teams. Wake Forest and NC State have changed since their September meetings with Clemson. Wake Forest and NC State are different football teams. NC State injury-wise, Wake Forest just depth-wise. Florida State is different than what we thought in the preseason of Florida State. Florida State is now ranked and playing as good as anybody in the conference. When Clemson played Syracuse, they were undefeated. At that point in time, they were different than what you thought in the preseason. Syracuse has lost 4 straight games now, partly because of injury and depth. That's part of the reason that things change. Notre Dame was, after losing to Stanford and losing to Marshall, is different than the team that's won 6 of 7 now, maybe, for Notre Dame. In the preseason, Miami was preseason top 10. I think I'm right by saying that. Miami comes in Saturday's game at 5-5 and as an 18.5-point underdog and only a 10% chance of beating Clemson. And now North Carolina is the team that's ranked 11th in the country in one poll. And with Drake May, Heisman candidate, that looks totally different. You see my point, Will Clinton? Clemson's schedule looks completely different than what we thought. Now, again, when Clemson played Wake Forest, that's not a 6-4 Wake Forest team. Their season changed. When Clemson played NC State, they had Devin Leary. It's not a 7-3 NC State team. Their season changed. That was because of injury more than anything else. But just look at the rest of that schedule. But that's not even it. In the preseason, who had TCU number 4? Who had TCU at 10-0 and Oklahoma at 5-5?
Who had TCU ranked in the preseason?
Right. Who had, just a few short weeks ago, Oklahoma State was 5-0 and ranked in the top 10 in the country. They've lost 3 of their last 5. Squeaked out 1 against Iowa State this past weekend, or they would have lost 4 of their last 5. That team was different in September than they were in October, different in October than they are now in November. You could probably say, how many times have we ranked Texas at some point in time this year? Texas still at this point in time 6-4. And who had Kansas with the same record as Texas? Who had Kansas with a better record than Oklahoma State? I mean, Oklahoma, I should say. Did you have Illinois or Purdue leading the Big Ten West? Did you have Michigan State ranked where they were? And goodness gracious, let's look out in the Pac-12 right now. Last week, we thought that Oregon and UCLA were different than they were now. Washington, different than they are. This week. Certainly, Southern Cal's going to do the same thing. Anybody have Tennessee in the top 10? I didn't. You didn't either. Let's look at Kentucky. There was a time this year where Kentucky was 10th in the country. Kentucky has lost 4 of their last 6 games. And the teams they beat were Mississippi State and Missouri. Kentucky just got beat by Vanderbilt. When South Carolina beat Kentucky earlier in the season without Will Levis, you thought, man, this is Mark Stoops. Who made the argument for Mark Stoops earlier in the year? How great Mark Stoops is. They've lost 4 of their last 6. They just got beat at home by Vanderbilt. Anybody think Mark Stoops has done a great job this year now at 6-4? He was at number 10 in the country. People singing the praises of what he's done for the all-time leading coach in Kentucky football history. Injuries happen. Football teams change. Their offensive line isn't very good. Remember when A&M was preseason top 10? 3-7. Remember when Arkansas was in the top 10, 5-5, and lost 4 of their last 6 with their only wins coming against BYU and Auburn? Anybody have Arkansas losing home games to Texas A&M? Well, that was a home, that was a neutral site game. Anybody have them losing 3 home games this year? Alabama, Liberty, and LSU? Anybody have LSU in the national championship hunt after they lost to Florida State? It's the beauty of college football. Remember when Mississippi State, after going 2-0, and people thought Mississippi State was number 10 or number 12, maybe, in the country at the time, going to the LSU game? Same Mississippi State team has now lost 3 of their last 4. Same Mississippi State team is now 6-4. You see my point? Football teams change, man. What you think in August is different in September than October and now in November. And what happens in November, it gets magnified. Every issue you have, teams have enough film on you, injuries mount, motivation changes on both sides, ascending or descending. Complacency sets in, or lack of motivation. Complacency on the end that you're great and, well, we're going to cruise to this game. Or on the other side of it, man, we're not motivated to play anymore. Guys taking red shirts, transfer portal guys who are giving it, guys who opt out. Your scheme, you're limited in your formations and limited in your personnel and limited for what you can do. And that's why you'll see November being the month. This is it. They always remember November. What a fascinating sport, huh? We just gave you 20 examples of how teams were different in the preseason than September, than October, and November. So with that said, what's to stop me from thinking that I'm going to be keeping Illinois? Illinois is banged up right now. I don't know if Illinois can go into Michigan and win. TCU's 10-0. Baylor's 6-4. TCU's a 3-point favorite. You think I'm not going to watch that one? Keep a close eye on that one? Now, let me be clear. We don't keep a close eye on the SEC this week. What the SEC has figured out, that in November before week, like Alabama, you're going to play Austin Peay. Mississippi State, you're going to play East Tennessee State. Texas A&M, you're going to play UMass. Auburn, you're going to play Western Kentucky. Missouri, you're going to play New Mexico State. LSU, you're going to play UAB. I mean, they figured that part of it out. So, SEC aside, we're going to see craziness this week and rivalries craziness next week. You think I'm going to – now, remember when back-to-back trips to Mississippi State and to Kentucky were daunting for Georgia? Not necessarily anymore. Ohio State's not going to get beat at Maryland. Clemson's not going to lose to Miami. But, and Tennessee's not going to lose to South Carolina. Think UCLA could beat Southern Cal this weekend? I do.
I do as well. And, I mean, South Carolina could beat Tennessee. It's a night game. They're undefeated right now. We talked about that.
Next week, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. Next week, NC State, North Carolina. That's a rivalry game. That could happen. Next week, Auburn's not going to have to beat Alabama, I don't think. Alabama's not going to playoff anyway. You're not going to have a two-loss non-conference champion, non-division champion go. Georgia Tech's not going to beat Georgia. But next week, Michigan, Ohio State, obviously.
Kentucky, Louisville.
Kentucky, Louisville. Iowa State, TCU. Would it shock you if LSU struggled with A&M? LSU struggled with Arkansas and second and third team quarterbacks with Arkansas. And then finally, if Southern Cal doesn't get beat this week by UCLA, they'll get beat next week by Notre Dame. You see my point through all that? Hang on, folks. And then you've got championship games. So hang on. It's happening. It happened once already this month. It's going to happen again this week, happen again next week, happen again the following week. Is that December, though? December doesn't have the great rhyme to it. No, yeah, that's December the 3rd. But they always remember November. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Text line flying open. Love to hear from you. 654 Roar, Adams & Co. Roofing text line. Also time for a phone call or two and a final segment of a Tuesday right after this.
Hello, Medicare supplement and prescription drug plan holders. If you are paying combined premiums of $175 monthly and have a drug plan deductible, you are overpaying in my professional opinion. You owe it to yourself and your family to review the Medicare Advantage plan that includes a drug plan with no deductible and zero monthly premiums. Additionally, your maximum out-of-pocket in a calendar year for health care is $2,900 or less, perhaps way less. You also will receive many extra benefits that you do not receive today. Please call 864-307-8484 for an appointment or meeting invitation near you. As always, our services come free to you, and in the rare instance that should you ever want a plan that I do not represent, I will assist you in hooking up with Medicare.
Here at Granger Nissan, we have the perfect vehicle for tailgating the Clemson Tiger games. The Nissan Pathfinder and Nissan Rogue both have room for all of your family and gear. With a new inventory coming in daily, now is the time to secure one and get yours reserved. With special financing starting at only 1.9%, Granger Nissan will work with you in getting you the best price and deal today. Located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, you can call 864-328-1188 or shop us online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights.
Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 11623 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
The Sizzle and Savory Pork Chop Griller is back at Bojangles in all its tender, marinated glory. Go ahead, call it a comeback. Order yours on the app today. It's Bo time.
If a mattress is on your Black Friday shopping list, then buy local and save big at Engineered Sleep. Save up to $1,000 on bundles and up to $500 on mattresses the entire month of November. This is Engineered Sleep's biggest sale of the year. Support your only local mattress manufacturer and thank us later when you get the best night's sleep you've ever had. Don't believe us? Go see the reviews. Free and fast local delivery. Engineered Sleep is your go-to mattress supplier. Better sleep? Rest assured. Shop online or visit our showroom in Greenville.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
The Season of Inspiration event has started at Bradshaw Mazda. What does that mean to you? It means low lease specials, finance rates from 2.9, and no payments until 2023 on your new Mazda. Hi, this is Heidi Aiken. Upstate friends, pack your family and take a road trip this holiday season in a new Mazda from Bradshaw. Our lineup includes top safety picks, are the most reliable and fun to drive. Don't put your name on a list to buy a car. Drive away in a new Mazda today from Bradshaw Mazda, where cars are just easy to buy. See specials at BradshawMazda.com.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/radio. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands. At 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
It's a new day because COVID vaccines just got a big update. So all the big stuff coming up this fall? Well, now you can say, you bet I'll be there. Because updated COVID vaccines protect against both the original COVID virus and Omicron. And everyone 5 and older can get one. So this is a moment we've all been waiting for.
Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. We can do this. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Final segment of a Tuesday. My friends at Kiwi Financial Group, through life and through the ups and downs and peaks and valleys financially, you need someone by your side. Greg Wells, Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson, wants to earn your business and earn your trust. Financial advisors should help you with your goals, should push you towards them, should motivate you with frequent updates and encourage you along the way. Should also help educate you to the new financial approaches and help grow your portfolio, help grow your ROI. So it's time for your money to work hard for you. Cutting edge financial technology, meticulous plans, what you're going to get when you meet with Greg Wells and the Kiwi Financial Group. If you want that money to work for you, schedule a free consultation today. Greg Wells, Kiwi Financial Group, 654-5043, 654-5043, or visit kiwifinancial.com for more information. That's kiwifinancial.com. Security and advisory services offered through the Strategic Financial Alliance Incorporated, otherwise unaffiliated with Kiwi Financial. We are in this glory days of football, Will, in which you get no DC or Marvel movie night. Instead, you get to watch football. Tonight, Bowling Green, Toledo, Ohio, and Ball State. Tomorrow night, Eastern Michigan, Kent State, Miami, Ohio at Northern Illinois, and Western Michigan at Central Michigan. Thursday night, SMU and Tulane. Now, I will watch this one because, you know, I'm a Tulane Greenway fan. You know, they got beaten. They're only 8-2 now. Tulane, a 3-point favorite there.
And watch out for Tanner Mordecai.
There you go.
SMU's guy.
SMU. Put up some points. And Friday, South Florida, Tulsa, San Diego State, and New Mexico. Then Saturday, obviously, a full slate of games. If you're planning your games, Michigan's an 18-point favorite at home against Illinois at noon. TCU, only a 3-point favorite at Baylor. No one respects TCU. Florida State, Louisiana. That game looks different this year than it would have looked last year. Little Billy Napier now moving, playing Florida State next week rather than this week. You have interesting games. Let's see. Obviously, Clemson and Miami we're going to pay attention to here. Georgia at Kentucky. Would have been a good game in September, not a great game in November, as we just talked about. Ohio State goes to Maryland. No chance there. NC State at Louisville. That's interesting. Louisville's a favorite. I like Louisville's backup quarterback. Who'd have thought that Texas and Kansas would have the same record coming into Saturday's 3:30 tilt? As far as the later ones and night games are concerned, Georgia Tech, North Carolina, 5:30. I keep telling you, Clemson fans got to pull for the Gamecocks this weekend against Tennessee. One way to get Tennessee out of there. Arkansas, Ole Miss. Oklahoma State's this week. I did not realize that till just now. Brent Venables in the first Bedlam game. Oklahoma, 7.5-point favorite at home, 7:30 ABC. The uniform game that I love every year, Southern Cal and UCLA. Southern Cal, 2-point favorite. That's 8 o'clock on Fox this weekend. At one point in time, Syracuse, Wake Forest would have been a little bigger. Utah at Oregon, not as much now. So you got a UCLA Southern Cal game this weekend. That might be the biggest game in a great uniform game. Text message said, Mickey, tell the truth about South Carolina. It is talent, not coaching. And is Beamer or Clayton White on the hot seat? Well, I would agree. I still think it's more talent than coaching. I just don't see South Carolina as a talented football team. I don't think they've recruited very well. And recruiting rankings are skewed because subscription-based, no one wants to hear about how bad they're recruiting. You got to sell that stuff. So, obviously, Ohio State and Texas and Michigan and the big schools that support have a lot of subscribers, they're going to be told their recruiting is better. But I don't look at South Carolina and see NFL a lot of places. I don't think they're a very talented football team. I think that's a big deal. Now, again, they can help themselves out when it comes to, you know, scheme. Now, I don't think it's very good scheme, so I think it's a little bit of both. But if given a pie chart of what percent we're going to blame on talent, what percent we're going to blame on coaches, I still think it's talent. Now, coaches are part of that. Is Beamer on the hot seat? No. Too much invested in him. Ray Tanner made the hire? No. That won't be he's not hot seat there. Clayton White, certainly not on the hot seat. But look, I think it is a concern you give up 373 on the ground. I don't think Clayton White is Buddy Ryan by any stretch. But at times this year, his team has played decent on defense, just not against good offenses. You know, he'll find out Saturday night, too. He's going to play a really good offense Saturday night, and you'll find out what he has. But besides Tennessee this year, the good offenses they played, when Georgia scored 48, what's the second best offense South Carolina has played this year? I wouldn't, maybe Arkansas, who scored 44. A second-team quarterback at Kentucky and a second and third-team quarterback at A&M, those aren't good offenses. Missouri's not a good offense. Part of where Clayton White excels here is that it's schedule, man. Again, is Arkansas the second-best offense that South Carolina has played this year? So in the two offenses with a pulse, Florida's offense isn't good. They gave up 38 there. And the two offenses that are ranked in the top 50 in the country, maybe, top 75 in the country, Georgia 48, Arkansas 44. Tennessee's offense is great, and Tennessee will put up in the 40s this weekend, maybe 50s. It's the best offense they played this year, and that will happen. But no, you're invested into Shane Beamer right now. You're in year two, and he shouldn't be on the hot seat. He deserves another year, but I will tell you this. He needs to show signs next year. Let me quickly look at South Carolina's schedule next year. He has to show some signs next year. Next year's schedule. North Carolina and Charlotte. Who are you taking there? Drake May or Luke Doty? They'll be underdog in that one. They'll beat Furman. At Georgia's a loss. Mississippi State coming to Williams-Brice, 50-50, don't know. At Tennessee next year, that's a loss. Open date, Florida and Williams-Brice. I think they're better. At Missouri, at A&M, split those, that's four. Get Jacksonville State at home. Get at Vanderbilt at home. Kentucky at home. Clemson at home. Is that 7-5, 6-6? So he's got to show signs. And look, going into the season next year, the North Carolina game will be maybe the biggest game in Shane Beamer's career. Beat him up there once in the postseason last year, but who's better now since that game? Interesting stuff. Orange Bill asks, is the UVA game on TV? Yeah, every game's on TV now. But let me give you the time. UVA at this point in time is scheduled to play Coastal Carolina. But let me give you a time of that one, a network for that one. Virginia and Coastal Carolina, 3:30. Is that not Regional Sports Network? Is that the ACC Regional Sports Network deal? 3:30. Virginia's a 1.5-point favorite against Coastal. Coastal's 9-1. That ought to show you there. And again, I don't know if they can play the game. I'm not sure if they should or not. I can see both sides make an argument there. But be honest with you, that goes to show you Coastal's 9-1 and ranked, and Virginia's 3-7. Virginia's a favorite. That'll show if anybody wants to talk about Coastal competing in a Power 5 level. Boston calls Notre Dame this week? Nah. Virginia and Liberty. Liberty's a 9.5-point favorite against Virginia Tech this weekend. Hey, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. Brad Hughes can help you. Get in touch with Brad Hughes. Better coverage, better rates. They have MileWise now. You might be saving money. Some folks are saving over 50% on their automotive insurance. So you might be saving money when it comes to Brad Hughes and Allstate at this point in time. Get in touch with them. See if they can help you out there. Going the extra mile, give it to the Braves and the Braves scouting department. Yesterday, the Atlanta Braves had the first and second place finishers for the National League Rookie of the Year. Michael Harris wins it. Spencer Strider finishes second. Pretty good farm system, pretty good scouting system, pretty good drafting there. And we know the Braves have wrapped things up for a long time with a lot of these guys. But pretty good deal there that Harris and Strider in any other year, maybe those guys, you know, or Strider wins it any other year. But Harris had a great year. Juan Rodriguez won it in the American League. But good stuff there from the Atlanta Braves and their scouting. I know they're awfully proud of that and proud of their future for sure. Skip the music, Will Clanton, 2-minute drill. What do you have for me, friend?
with the NCAA men's soccer bracket officially set, the ACC received 8 selections, including 4 of the top 16 seeds. So Clemson's impressive ACC tournament run has paid off, with the Tigers receiving a bye in the first round and the number 6 overall seed. Clemson's going to kick off their NCAA tournament at home this Sunday, 6 p.m., against the winner of this Friday's matchup between UCLA and California Baptist.
I didn't know we had Baptists in California. My tip of the drill, brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com. Let him help you out. Anything you need in Clemson, no one knows more about real estate in the Clemson market than Eric Newton. He can help you out like no other. EricNewton.com. My 2-minute drill, as a caller just pointed out, or a texter just pointed out, Coastal is without Grayson McCall. It's the reason that you'll see that for sure. It's a good point. Grayson McCall now out, and a good point there. My other 2-minute drill that I saved up, you're going to be layering up for Saturday. We're going to keep a close eye on weather, but just from a temperature standpoint, no precipitation in the area coming up. But, you know, Saturday could be one of the first really cold game of the year. We've seen some hot games of the year. Could see some cold winds coming up there, and cold temperatures coming up in Clemson. So Clemson and Miami, 3:30. And then Nooner, that'll be a cold start maybe. So we'll keep an eye on and next week. And oh, by the way, Wilf, I meant to mention this, that next week, now you do have good Friday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday games. For instance, next week, quickly, I can mention some of these. You have Mississippi State and Ole Miss next week on Thursday at 7:30. The Baylor and Texas game at noon on Friday. You have Arizona State at 3 o'clock on Friday. NC State, North Carolina's next Friday. That gives North Carolina an extra day to prepare. Arkansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, UCLA, Cal. Florida State is next Friday night as well. Besides that, Oregon State, and all those. Alabama, Auburn, all those games are coming up. But anyway, next week is actually a good midweek game for football for sure. Will, let me thank you. Great job once again. I'll see you later this week rather than having to wait till next Monday for sure. Let me also thank Milt Louder, Amplos.com, performance psychologist there, and Tony Morrell of TheBigSpurt.com. Friends, I hope you have – up next to my favorite people, Brad and John, I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Rely on EnviroMulch for all of your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and more. EnviroMulch will make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Shopping at Ingles is where it's at, right? If you're on the run or you don't have time to make a meal, a trip to your Ingles Deli is the best bet for fresh and prepared foods to go.